This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Social media sure lit up after the major gaffe during last week's Academy Awards when La La Land was mistakenly announced as the winner of Best Picture when, in fact, Moonlight had taken the trophy. The mix-up was the most active moment on both Facebook and Twitter worldwide. The number two most active moment was when host Jimmy Kimmel trolled President Trump live on stage, tweeting, "Hey, at real Donald Trump, you up?" Turned out he was. He blamed the mistake on the Oscars focusing too much on politics. Right. The Best Picture mix-up apparently wasn't the only error at the Academy Awards. Seems a very much alive Australian film producer was included in the In Memoriam tribute. Yep, Jan Chapman's photo was shown during the montage next to the name of Janet Patterson, an Australian costume designer who did die in 2015. Yeah, it's rough whenever you're included in with dead people.
I'm not dead!
Yeah, he says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not!
Jackie Chan showed up at the Oscars with two stuffed pandas. Turns out he's as passionate about panda conservation as he is about making movies. In May of 2009, he visited the Chengdu research base of giant panda breeding, a year after a devastating earthquake ravaged the Sichuan region. Moved by the animal's plight after the earthquake, Chan donated $150,000 to the facility and became the adoptive parent of two panda cubs born shortly after the earthquake. He was named the ambassador of the facility, and he proceeded to take those two stuffed pandas all over the world with him, and he's still doing it. The 2017 Golden Raspberry Awards, aka the Razzies, have been announced. The winners, highlighting the, quote, cinematic sludge of the past year, were Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, earning Worst Supporting Actor for Jesse Eisenberg, Worst Screen Combo for Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill, and Worst Remake, Ripoff, or Sequel for the film. Amazingly, the superhero face-off still took in a worldwide total of $873 million, even after facing a ton of negative reviews. Okay. In other Razzie news, political documentary Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, pegged as revealing, quote, the sordid truth about Hillary and the secret history of the Democratic Party, earned the not-so-coveted prize of Worst Picture of the Year. Dinesh D'Souza, the conservative political commentator behind the film, won both Worst Actor and Worst Director, while the actress who plays Hillary Clinton won Worst Actress. I can't wait to see that film, not. Benefiting from one of the widest releases of all time in China, Resident Evil, The Final Chapter, smashed its way to the top of the Chinese weekend box office. Its three-day total was $94 million. The film opened with $30 million, and that already eclipsed its North American total of $26 million. The big news? English language pictures accounted for the top five places at the Chinese box office. Wow. Sting is on a world tour to support his 12th studio album, 57th and 9th. He'll be performing in the US, Canada, Europe, South America, and Asia. The Asian dates are May 28th in Singapore, June 3rd in Hong Kong, June 8th in Tokyo, and June 10th in Osaka. Opening acts are Joe Sumner and the Las Bandoleros. For more info, go to www.sting.com. The unhappy marriage of Britain's Prince Charles and Princess Diana will be the theme of the next installment of Feud, which grabbed a 10-episode order from FX. Charles and Diana's 1981 wedding was a worldwide media event, turning the 20-year-old princess into a global superstar. Behind the scenes, though, the couple was miserable from the beginning. The pair divorced in 1996, just a year before Diana's tragic death at the age of 36 following a car crash in Paris. The car in which rapper Tupac Shakur was fatally shot is for sale with an asking price of $1.5 million. California memorabilia dealer Moments in Time has listed the 1996 BMW 750iL on its website. The car was once owned by Death Row Records co-founder Suge Knight. Shakur was riding with Knight in the car when he was shot during a drive-by attack in Las Vegas in September 1996. He died 6 days later at the age of 25. Tupac's killer was never found. World's Biggest Loser host Bob Harper is doing okay following a heart attack 2 weeks ago, telling fans, quote, "I'm feeling better, just taking it easy." He said that he's been recuperating at his L.A. home for 8 days and is being looked after by his dog, Carl, who he claims is a great nurse. Harper, 51, collapsed at a New York City gym, and luckily a doctor was there and performed CPR on him. Harper has been with the reality weight loss show since his 2004 debut. Bob, I suggest you eat more donuts. Apparently, the health thing isn't working out too well.
The Trash Bin.
Nancy Mack, the wife of Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith, recently made headlines when she attacked actor Scott Baio at an elementary school function. Baio, an avid supporter of Donald Trump, told police that Mack cursed at him, grabbed him by the arms, and shook him, and repeatedly screamed, "Grab him by the put." Well, you know. Last week, the district attorney of Ventura County decided against charging Mack. Smith celebrated the news by tweeting, "Hey Chachi, eat a bag of di-" Well, you know. Wow, so wrong and yet so right.
The news wrap-up.
On March 29th, Samsung will unveil the Galaxy S8 smartphone, the first major new phone since the massive recall of its Galaxy Note 7. Twitter will take a more active stand against harassment on its platform, as well as letting people filter what they see. The digital games market is expected to see sales worth $100 billion this year. Sony confirmed the sales of its PlayStation VR headset reached 915,000 since launching in October, a sign consumers could be warming up to virtual reality.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The final Wolverine movie, Logan, is on top this week.
The number one album.
Rapper Future dethroned himself with his second new album, Hendrix.
The number one app.
Good God, it's Minecraft Pocket Edition. Again.
The number one fiction book.
The Shack by William P. Young is the best-selling book in the USA.
Ariana Grande is on fire. All three of her albums have gone platinum, having sold at least 1 million units. Her music videos have been viewed more than 7 billion times. Her Instagram account has more than 95 million followers, Twitter 40 million, and Facebook 30 million. She just launched the Dangerous Woman World Tour in support of the album, which has spawned three hit singles, Dangerous Woman, Into You, and Side by Side featuring Nicki Minaj. Now the fourth single has been released, and it's going to be another smash. Here's Ariana Grande featuring Red Hot rapper Future with a song of the week, Every Day. From the album Dangerous Woman, that was Ariana Grande featuring Future with the song of the week, Every Day. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.